The Merman, written by Dick King-Smith and read by June Whitfield.
Zita first saw him on the morning of her 10th birthday. Her present from her mother and father had been a pair of small but quite powerful binoculars, something she'd wanted for ages because she was keen on watching birds. After breakfast in the isolated house they'd rented for a holiday in Sutherland, which is about as far north in Scotland as you can go, she had walked down to the beach to watch the gannets diving for fish. She sat on the low, grassy cliff that bordered the long, empty strip of pale sand. Elbows on knees, she focused the binoculars on the big, white, yellow-headed birds as they circled 30 metres above the sea and then plunge-dived, arrowing down to pierce the calm surface, beak first with a great splash. Judging by the number of birds that were diving, there was a shoal of mackerel not far offshore. Zita lowered the binoculars to rest her eyes and saw, closer in to shore, that several round heads had bobbed up. While she'd been watching the gannets, a group of seals had been watching her. She trained the binoculars on them, adjusting the focus so that she could see in close-up each of the sleek, large-eyed, whiskery heads as they stared at her with curiosity. There were 5 seals, she counted, 5 heads in a rough circle, and then suddenly another head surfaced in their midst. For an instant, as Zita focused on this 6th head, she thought it was another seal that had somehow come up through a bed of seaweed, loose fronds of which seemed draped over it. Then she drew in her breath sharply. The magnification showed her clearly that the 6th head was not that of a seal, but of a man. A man whose long, flowing hair lay upon the surface like seaweed. Like the seals, he was staring at her. Unlike them, whose faces were expressionless, he was smiling, and soon he raised an arm from the water, first waving it in greeting, and then clearly beckoning her to come down to the shore. Zita's mind was in a whirl. Where could this man have come from? All the time she'd been sitting in the August sunshine, watching first the gannets and then the seals, there'd been no sign of any bather. Nor would she have expected to see anyone bathing, because there were no other people for miles around.